Ladies and gentlemen, check one, Burns. Two, it's your boy, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Popo. And first things first, this is hilarious and horrible at the same time.
Real.
Did you hear the story about the white lesbians who are suing after becoming pregnant with that black baby?
It sounds like a skit that I would write, in all honesty. That's fucking ridiculous. But tell the people who ain't heard about the news.
Oh.
About the good news.
Oh, good news.
Today in people ain't shit really. news.
So for the people who haven't heard, apparently these white lesbian couple are suing after becoming
pregnant. My favorite
kind
of lesbian couple.
What?
I'm like, my favorite kind of lesbian couple.
They're based off in Ohio, and her partner, Ohio woman, and her partner have sued Chicago area sperm bank after she became pregnant with sperm donated by a black man instead of a white man as she intended. Now, as the story goes, though, like this kid, because apparently, let me hop over here. Yeah, so they requested the sperm of number 380, which was a white donor that
the previous girl, the older lady, had already had a kid with, right?
Something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, the employee at the sperm bank, instead of grabbing 380, grabbed 330. But the hilarious part
A's look like O's. You know what I'm saying?
Mean, you know, and niggas don't church, be paying attention. You know, man, you know that's close enough, man. Like here, O's? Just take this. But
it's semen, yo. I promise.
The funny thing about it is that the kid is, or the funny and horrible part about it is the kid is 2 now, and they're concerned about raising her in a predominantly white community where they live, because apparently they moved from Akron to Uniontown for better schools and to be closer to one of their families. But apparently the lesbians felt the sting of prejudice, but they had never experienced.
Wait, so the kid's 2 years old now.
Yes.
So this is 2 years afterwards. I'm pretty fucking sure.
This is 2 years after the fact.
Anytime you buy something, it gives you 90 fucking days. You figure you would have known that this kid was a half a nigglet as soon as they came out your vagina. Like, you're going to really sue now that, you know, you notice some naps and motherfuckers asked to touch her hair? Like, what the fuck?
Now, at sperm clinics, do they give you a 30-day money-back guarantee, or is all sales final?
I would assume so. I mean, I can't buy something with a goddamn coupon and expect to be able to get a refund. I mean, usually not. I mean, I don't know what kind of deals they have, but I can't believe.
But it's horrible because... Go ahead.
I was just saying, technically, she did order for a white baby. And...
Yeah.
I'm just once again making an ass of myself here, but I'm guessing that more than likely her family probably didn't like her lifestyle choice and becoming a dyke. Now, that was strike number one. Daddy damn near disowned her. She finally came all around to it. Maybe she noticed that this butch bitch of a lady who is older than the, which usually how it goes, is usually an older bitch and then a younger one. There's always a lure and a trap. So, you know, dad probably finally came around. And then, bam, now you got a black baby. Just another fucking reason to not having the goddamn family. Like, of course I would sue.
You know what? I got over the lesbian thing, but you're not bringing no Negroes in here now. Calm it down now, Missy.
We're not live, are we?
Son of a bitch.
The thing that's fucked up, though, because, like, I sympathize with them. You know, they're going through this. But it's funny to me, being African-American, like... Oh, you kind of got to see what black people go through, and now you're like, oh, no, take this motherfucker
back. This is too much, no.
Like, oh, people do act a certain way with your skin color, and it's wild, yo. It's welcome to America, so.
What would have made this almost just a little bit more perfect is if she would have, you know, also in the claim of the lawsuit, not only if, you know, feeling discrimination and her, with their fellow townspeople. I would have loved if there would have been some kind of thing that says, and the daughter is very uncontrollable, snaps her fingers in a Z formation, and just don't want to talk about shit unless
it won't stop anymore. Snapping her neck.
She keeps talking with her hands, making shit seem real more aggressive, and I don't know what to do.
She too, but she won't stop hanging in the trap. I don't know what to do, y'all. Oh. All she plays is Chief Keef and Young Thug.
I'm bang,
a stoner,
bang.
I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner.
Bang, bang.
shit.
That's just hard.
Check one, yo, two. It's your boy, goodness. Arizona Verse. And with me, my dude and motherfucking co-host, Soul Popo.
I'm always hard to be here. And I'm black.
He's Mexican, but you should already know that. And if you don't, Google a nigga. So this is a podcast about nothing.
Please
in particular.
Do.
Just current events minus the bullshit. You can check us out at IBHMPodcast.com. What is on IBHMPodcast.com, you ask? Well, you can watch us live. You can listen to the on-demand versions of the show. You could check all of our pictures, galleries, dedications.
Be on our Instagram. See our Tumblr posts.
Yeah. Everything. You can find it all at IBHMPodcast.com, including raw live footage of local Arizona shows and all kinds of shit. As we in the IBHM Podcast universe continues to expand, we welcome y'all. So, yes, sir.
I was going to say, for those that are watching us on the YouTubes, you hear us way better on our Podomatic streams. For those that are listening on that, which is a far more superior version, and thank y'all, y'all can see our pretty little faces on the YouTubes.
That's
all I got to say.
Now, you can follow me on my main source of social media fuckery, which is Tumblr. You can find me at adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Arizona Verse. Holla at your boy. And go ahead and follow my dude Soul Popo on his main source of social media fuckery, which is?
Which is also that Tumblr. So soulpapo.tumblr.com. Really Soul Popo anything. But one thing I love about Tumblr, not only can you see my dumb shits, my quirks, you can also message me. I like that. Fuck Facebook. By the way, fuck Facebook.
DM a nigga. Yes, sir.
At me. Give me some notes.
And I think it's that time, Popo. I think it's time for the lightning round.
Also known as, I only got 6 seconds, but that's all that nigga really need, though.
Now I want to bite off of the big homie, Trav Lord. Shouts out to Trav Lord.
Yo, and Philly correspondent, much love.
And his co-host over there at the East Coast cast, Dre Purnell. They,
I don't know him.
They do a wrestling podcast every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio, and they deviated from the script, if you will, and they were talking about this being the fall season, and I kind of wanted to bite off the East Coast cast. This is fall season.
What is
this
the fall season?
TV time.
Shit. Shows.
This is the time that ratings go up, new shows come out, and so I wanted to ask you, Popo, what are you fucking with during the fall season, yo?
If I could be completely honest, I work 7 days a week, masturbate on every single moment of time that I have free, so they don't really leave too much time because, you know, most of that going to napping and whatnot.
And letting that wrist recover.
Ooh, on the real, cataract.
I know the feeling.
I need weed. Well, when it comes to shows on the real, one thing that's always been consistent, has been part of my life since being a kid, usually is a bag of shit, but when I do catch it, there's at least little snippets of joy, is Saturday Night Live. I mean, they're coming up a new season, trying to change this up a little more. They got more color in it because they realize that, you know what I'm saying, black is a new black because black are always being. And but they got our previous dedication and one of our alien goddesses, Miss Sarah Silverman, a host with, of course, you know, sexy, Mark something, Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Yeah. And I didn't get to check the new one with Sarah Silverman. I'm going to do that probably later
you know
on
what?
Today.
I still don't know what time. I still, well, I mean, besides being busy, like, because they saw Eastern time, I think, at midnight there. So I don't know if we get it at 10 or 9. And then
my whole thing, I don't have live TV, so I watch it the next day on Hulu. So I watch it on demand on Hulu. So I haven't seen the Sarah Silverman one, but I did see the season premiere, and my God, was it fucking fantastic.
Was that with the dude
from Guardians of the Galaxy,
what
Chris
is his
Pratt?
Name? I can't Chris Pratt, my dude. I'm telling you, he's an inspiration just because of a chubby fuck that he was on Parks and Rec to the boat of all the sexiness that he is now.
And I didn't get to finish. I got all the way up to, because I watch Saturday Night Live, and I do fucks with it. You know, I try to keep up with it. I fall behind, because every once in a while, you know, I'll have a bad stretch of shows, and I kind of skip out on it. Same thing with, you know, with wrestling. I'm a big wrestling
fan. Honestly,
head.
The hosts get me. If I know who the host is, and it's going to be someone that I like, then yeah, I want to make, you know, I will, when you're busy, you're busy, but you're going to make some time. Anything that you want, and ladies, quick little interjection and suave papa moment, and this is just me brown nosing. But if a man ain't giving you no time, then busy with other things. So if someone wants something, they're gonna make time for it. So yeah, host.
Yes.
Host and white man.
And my shit is always the fucking Weekend update. Like, I watch Saturday Night Live for Weekend update. And I saw
there's two dudes. I don't know how they are, but
see, yeah, and I got to that segment, and then I didn't get to finish watching it, so I got to pick up from a Weekend update of the season premiere and catch up. Yeah, because niggas be busy, yo. Because I don't work 7 days a week, but I do work like 50 hours a week, and kids, and podcasting, and all the other shit that I fill my time up with.
How am I supposed to get Saturday Night Live if I'm inside, indoors, watching Saturday Night Live? So, but besides all that, what do you have on your radar then? Because
yo, the joint that I have on my radar right now, and it's a show that I've always been a fan of, but I can't really ever say I've really followed it intensely. Like, I kind of, it's like a game of double dutch.
Saturday Night Live is what it sounds like. What is it?
Well, no, this is South Park. And I watched what I'm assuming was their season premiere of the new South Park. And their episode, Go Fund Yourself, was fucking brilliant, yo. I'm not going to give out the whole story, but let's just say with the trademark for the Washington Redskins being on the market.
Oh, shit, and you know who they are.
They got the rights to the Washington Redskins, and just like always, South Park is just as offensive, entertaining, and educational as ever. South Park is the greatest show on TV right now when it comes to social commentary. Like, they sum it all up, and if you aren't paying attention, I don't know what to say. So.
And what makes a show like that work too, besides it being cartoony, fun, you know, hilarious, is the fact that because it's always current events, it's always relevant. So it that's why it's able to deliver the consistency that it does. Like,
yeah, outside of Saturday Night Live, I would say South Park is one of the more current shows on TV. Like, that turnover rate, as opposed to like other shows, you go shoot a show, you go on set for 3 months and you film however long it takes to film a full season, and then it's over, and then you prep, and then you promote it for 2 months, and then it comes out, and so you can't really be current because you recorded that shit like 9 months ago. But South Park is on it, man. They turn them bitches out in like a week, right? Isn't that the whole thing? They turn them out in a week.
I mean, now, and with the animation that they have now, it's a little bit faster now. They can whip it out, yeah, within a week, 10 days, or some bullshit. Really quickly to piggyback off of South Park before we move on to the next one, they actually have a video game out right now on pretty much all the major consoles called South Park: The Stick of Truth, and how the show makes fun of, you know, current events. This show, or the game, makes fun of games in the process of how you would play. And it's an RPG. And you know, an RPG usually it's turn-based. So you do something, you wait, you know, take a turn, then you wait. So they make fun of it. I haven't personally fucked with everyone who I've heard about it from or read about it. Hilarious. I guess.
Oh, shit. It's on Steam. I'm a fucks with it, yo.
So, do that. Next on the radar, because once again, I don't keep up with the shows, but because I keep myself within nerdy circles, there's a lot of superhero shows, apparently. I used to only think it was Smallsville, which I was surprised that shit still ran for, or still running, I think. But there's a show called Gotham, which I'm assuming is a Batman thing. And
I'm,
you know,
so confused about Gotham, because I saw that on Hulu, and I saw that my boo thang and former dedication Jada Pinkett Smith is involved in it. And I clicked on it, and I'm assuming, and audience, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like a prequel. This is like before he became Batman or something, because I was like, oh, Gotham. I clicked on it, and I looked, and I was like, it don't say nothing about Batman. So
apparently
I don't get it.
He's a kid. Ivy is a kid. Catwoman is a kid.
I need Batman. Give me the real thing. I don't care about the prequel. Give me Batman. That's what I need.
Now, listen to me now. No, Batman's dope. I personally like Frank Miller's Batman because he was the beefier. I'm a beefcake Batman. But I'm a Superman guy just because I feel like Superman. I only have one weakness of kryptonite, white bitches. But regardless, I've always picked, you know, that over the other. And what the argument people give me, because I'm like, dude, Superman is a goddamn god. Fucking Kendrick Lamar, this shit. A god? And But they always get back to me saying the fact that Bruce Wayne chose. I mean, when you give him power, it's kind of like, you know, when God puts something upon you, you got to do, you know, you're forced with it. You know, it's a blessing and a curse. Now, this motherfucker chose to go out of it. This is the thing that fanboys give me. He chose to be who he was. So in that case, for the fans, those who are fans who still want to talk shit just because of, you know, everything we just mentioned, the fact that you get to see him, you know, be raised, which I'm hoping, I'm assuming it's going to be by Alfred, which, you know, I figure is butler. I don't know if he was just always a butler or if he actually became a daddy figure. I want to see something like that into this. There's a lot of room for play. But yeah, okay. So that's out. Let's ignore that shit.
Real quick, my favorite superhero was always Spider-Man. I was always a Spider-Man kid. And it's funny because just a lot of elements of my life and Spider-Man's life, like parallels, if you will. I'm the nerd with the glasses, too, or whatever. The fact that he was into photography, and that was my first love. Before music and journalism or anything, photography was my first love. And then also the fact that Spider-Man became a professional wrestler, and the whole reason why his uncle got killed, because he didn't do the right thing when the wrestling promoter skimped him on the money and just... Me and Peter Parker go way back, and it's actually funny because in high school, I named my Wayne Peter Parker when I got to that.
Slinging them webs.
He was slinging webs. So, yeah, I was Peter Parker, yo. So,
yeah.
A little insight into the life of Verse, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And, yeah, I was always prone to Iron Man only because, honestly, it came down to the video game shits that I can remember. I think, I don't know if it was the Marvel versus Capcom shits or one of the things where you can pick partners. For some reason, just, you know what I'm saying, Iron Man was just the do-do-do. I don't know. That's my kid. But, yeah, another show, superhero thing, if you don't mind me moving along. I'm not the biggest DC fan besides The Watchmen and, you know, Superman, Batman. Really don't keep my ear too close to that. But, there's the Flash, you know, part of Justice League or whatever, and he has a fucking show. I just saw a clip of it, and it seems semi-decent, but I don't know. I don't know if... I run fast.
The only thing I'm pissed off about is why can't the Flash be African-American? Isn't that Usain Bolt? Like, why he gotta be a white dude? Don't know Europeans run faster than no niggas. Come on. Give me a West African nigga up against any other race.
There you go.
And it is a rap, yo.
The shovel's a bad combination.
Now, another thing that happened in TV, which is kind of fucking sad if you ask me, apparently... I believe this was last weekend, was the first weekend in America with no Saturday morning cartoons. Apparently, Saturday, because Saturday morning American broadcast TV was once animation's home field. I remember that was the thing. Like, you wake up Saturday morning, you get your bowl of cereal, and you watch some motherfucking cartoons. And for the first time in 50 plus years, you won't find a block of animation on broadcast last weekend. So this is essentially the end of an era. It says the CW, the final holdout in Saturday morning animation, ran its last batch of Vortex cartoons last weekend. This week, where you once saw shows like Q-Bits, Sonic X, Dragon Ball Z, and Kai. Oh, damn. I didn't know Kai had a cartoon, yo. Digimon Fusion and Yu-Gi-Oh, which I can't front, yo. Yu-Gi-Oh was my shit for a little minute. I won't even front. I was a grown-ass man into Yu-Gi-Oh, but hey, that's another story for another day. But it says, you instead find one magnificent morning, a block of live-action educational programming. Now, so I don't mind that it's switching over to the educational programming, but it also sucks. Like, no, because, like, and I remember, too, like, I don't know, the world has changed. Because I remember back when I was a kid, you woke up and it was cartoons in the morning, you know, as you got ready for school, you know, you could have cartoons up in the back, and then you would go to school, you get out of school at 3, you come home, and it was those afternoon cartoons, and then you had, like, on fucking Fridays, you had TGIF, and it was all these, like, family entertainment shows, and it's not like that anymore, man. I don't know what happened.
I was gonna say, when growing up, after school, I think they had my Power Rangers popping, and you know what I'm saying, I went about my day just getting lost. But then again, I don't fucking know. Honestly, I think what it is comes down to is just the fact that we get our shit from so many sources. For them to waste what would be quote unquote, you know, precious, you know, prime time flats, but which, once again, it only comes into if people are fucking paying for this shit, which they would see if people are watching this shit, but because we get it all from all these websites and apps, they kind of probably just said, ain't no need for that. Nobody got no time. Or wasting the money.
Nobody got time for that when we got the Illuminati brainwashing them on the Disney Channel and all that. Ain't nobody got time for Saturday morning cartoons.
Not on regular TV. You know what I'm saying? No. That's why you have to pay for that. That's why they have a million fucking channels of literally whatever the fuck you want to watch. You want to watch about fucking, you know, bitches and feminists? You got the ox?
Talking doesn't cook rice.
You want to see a bunch of coons talk about X's and Urkels? You got yourself the ESPNs. You know, if you want to fucking not watch music, but see the reality of bullshit that stem from such things, you got your MTVs.
And if you want to watch anything black, go directly to BET or TV1, because you might have a hard time outside of those stations.
Because even UPN is letting go of y'all. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to be part of the black woman. Not no more.
Yes, sir. Now, moving on to music news. Has to come up again, and I want to use this podcast as an open forum, and I have to reach out to a former dedication of mine, and I have to say, dear Amber Rose, if you need a shoulder to lean on, I'll let your boy Arizona verse. I don't know if the wife Skips will be happy with this, but I mean, if you need to move in and be comforted to get over this hard time you and the Mr. Wiz Khalifa are going through, I'm opening my arms. We're here for you. Here.
And you know what? And normally I wouldn't even be like this, but if you need someone to put some sort of Vaseline or gel all over that bald head of yours, a massage episode, I'm here.
Oh. I do have a question though, because Peter Rosenberg, who's one of my favorite radio people, is and has been in a long running beef with one of my other favorite radio people, which is Charlamagne Tha God. Both of them have a podcast. You can catch Peter Rosenberg on Juan Epstein with Cypher Sounds, and you can catch Charlamagne Tha God on his podcast, Brilliant Idiots, with some dude from Guy Code. And Charlamagne, on his recent episode, brought up the whole Amber Rose thing, and Peter Rosenberg delivered a lot of information on his Hot 97 Keeping It Real episode, and Charlamagne felt that Guy Code was broken. And so I'm going to ask you, I'm going to present the case to you, Papa. I want to see if you feel that Peter Rosenberg broke Guy Code. Now, as the story goes, Peter Rosenberg and Amber Rose are real good friends. And real good friends in the sense of not that it's just, oh, some celebrity that, you know, I'm friends with here and there. Apparently, whenever Amber Rose is in L.A., she's hanging out with Rosenberg and his wife. They're apparently really close, real tight. And Rosenberg has known Amber Rose for a very long time, and they're close friends. And so he was one of the people who had came out to defend Amber Rose, saying that she would never cheat on Wiz Khalifa. And he was saying, you have this beautiful woman going out to L.A. Whenever she's in L.A., she wants to hang out with Peter Rosenberg and his wife. And anytime she's in New York, she's with Peter Rosenberg and his wife. He's like, she's always around married people and never in a situation, putting herself in a situation where it would compromise or make it look like she's, you know, up to no good. Now, Peter Rosenberg said that the like the day or so before the divorce and all that came out, she had apparently called Peter Rosenberg's wife and had told her what happened, and apparently she had been consoling with Mrs. Rosenberg about the whole situation. And as the story goes, Wiz Khalifa was at a recording studio, which Amber Rose also has keys to, and he got caught getting his skeet on with a pair of twins, which I do ask the question also, because they were two pair of fives, and if you have two fives and they're twins, does that make them a 10? Because they weren't that cute. If it was just one of them, I'd be like, but since it was two of them, it's like, well, two fives together makes something like that. But
you know what this sounds like? This just sounds just like my brother. Actually, no, not mine. Like that goddamn pink nigga, Tiger Woods. He has a problem, y'all. Obviously, him being of a stature, if he's fucking around with two fives, he's Despite seriously just getting his rocks off, and honestly, if I was a rapper who made millions of bazillions of dollars, I would dare not touch my dick if I could have someone else do it.
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
They were there. He was about to record. He needed to relax. He ran out of weed, probably whatnot. And, you know, he's happy to service him. He's king.
And so, you know, Amber Rose went in, called him, and so on and so forth. And apparently the divorce, she announced the divorce the next day. But Peter went on the record, on the radio, giving all the new, because basically Rosenberg was like, all these rumors are out there. I'm going to put the truth out there. And hopefully Amber Rose doesn't get mad at me. And so I asked you, because Charlamagne felt that Peter Rosenberg broke Geico by interjecting in another man's relationship and dry snitching about all the bad shit that he did and defending the woman. And do you feel that Peter Rosenberg broke Geico?
Now look, I'm a big hypocrite, so I have two sides to it. Now, one, did he break the Geico to answer your question? Yes, the fuck he did. You don't say shit, motherfucker. You don't say a goddamn thing, because now you a fad. Now, along with that, because you know I'm very flamboyant, is the fact that Rosenberg is probably a good, genuine dude. Yeah. And if he's hanging around with, you know, kind of keeping an eye on protecting Amber Rose, so to speak, as far as giving time and comfort, because a woman looks to that a lot. The most reason, unless the bitch is a hoe, the only time she'll cheat is because she's lacking love and comfort and just that all around knowing that she's okay. So when that shit happens, obviously it's gonna fucking break your heart. You know, I can be someone that does dirt, but if I see someone who I love be heartbroken, all else, give two shits, no fucks, real dry, I'm going in. So I mean,
that was old Popo the Poet coming to you guys live on the IBHM podcast,
man. So I understand why he did it though. But yeah. He broke Geico.
And I agree, he did break Geico, but who gives a fuck? He's defending his friend. Because I do agree that there is a certain Geico that, you know, you watch out for one another. I remember I had a situation back in the day where I was friends with this dude for a minute, and then I became friends with this chick, and then after a while that chick and that dude became a couple or whatever, if you will. But I knew the guy, and I knew he puts in work. He's not a one chick kind of guy. And so she had asked me what I thought about the situation, and I didn't want to break guy code and be like, yo, he can't keep his dick in his pants because that's fucked up. That's the homie. I'm not gonna dry snitch on his dick. But I just simply told her, well, just be careful. You know, just do whatever you want to do, but be careful. So I felt that way I was being respectful to the friend. I didn't say, oh no, he's the perfect guy, he won't ever do you harm. I just warned her, be careful. But I also didn't break Geico because I didn't say that, yeah, that nigga's gonna be skeeting the next week. And of course, like a few weeks later, he was skeeting and she was all hurt. But, and I was like, hey, I told you be careful. So that's on you.
You know what? I think his, and I'll call this a cop out because he's obviously, you know, picking sides, but when you have to come to that decision, he's already been discovered. His shit's already been out there. He's just clearing up what has already been said. So is that kind of breaking? I mean, unless he helped it come to the decision, which I'm, from what I remember hearing, Wiz Khalifa filed for divorce. Did he not? Wiz Khalifa, he filed for divorce, didn't he?
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
No, I heard that Amber Rose, because it's supposedly that she caught him cheating, and then the very next morning, she filed for divorce. And then that's the reason why everybody was like, oh, well, she filed for divorce because she was fucking Nick Cannon. And that was the other reason why Peter felt it was necessary to say something, because he also was like, she is a businesswoman. And he was like, why the hell would she sign a deal with a new agency and then fuck the head of the agency? Because if that situation falls apart, she loses that big deal. Because once again, I fucks with Nick Cannon, and Nick Cannon is a mogul. Like, people shit on Nick Cannon, but that
you want to, this motherfucker's doing things. He's on, you know what, I'll say this because I look at him like, okay, he's just fucking on Wilding Out. He has show on national television, not just the MTV thing, but he has something, what is it, NBC, is that with the talent, or what's that, some shit? He's on national television, so come on now. But, yes, you know, I'm actually just surprised that Amber Rose was the good girl that she's being painted to be. Honestly, I just, and I know one shouldn't, you know, be assuming the worst, but I just would have thought that she was just You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker. You know, but she, I don't know. So fuck, kudos to her. Damn, on the real, I understand why. That probably adds more to what Rosenberg was seeing, because knowing how his dude is doing dirt and how good of a woman this is, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Call a nigga out. Yeah. Might as well.
If that is the case, fuck Wiz Khalifa. Because, y'all, you had Amber Rose. The only reason you leave Amber
People
Rose
lust for this bitch.
Can't keep. If she can't stop putting dicks in her mouth, that's the only reason you skeet with somebody else when you got Amber Rose. Nigga, you won. Why are you cheating? Yeah. You won.
It just shows you. It shows you how deep the greed is. Motherfuckers don't know what they have. You know
niggas ain't shit. Fuck them.
Niggas ain't shit. He's Fuck on him. Tour. Don't go to that. You know what I'm saying? He's on tour with Jeezy, which, by the way, Jeezy's last new album, which he named himself Jeezy as opposed to Young Jeezy. It made that whole little transition. It's actually fire. Listen to it. Lady Gaga got some of the album coming out. She did some shit with Tony Bennett. I'm actually like a lounge jazz kind of guy. I'm into folk, right?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, she fucking was with Tony Bennett, did a little jazz thing called Cheek to Cheek. I didn't like it too much. You know, Bennett should, you know, it ain't my kind of thing, nor even though I've been on a 50s kick, even though that came afterwards, I guess. She's pushing her own, like, kind of a Led Zeppelin inspired sort of fucking album. You know, this bitch is hella flamboyant. She's gotten shit from David Bowie, Madonna. She's going Zeppelin with this. Might put her into the spacey age, because isn't she gonna perform in Mars or some shit, or on the moon one of these years?
Some shit. I heard
some shit like that. It's just, she has some new shit coming out, so. Of course, it's going to be a big deal. The art pop thing didn't pop as, you know, motherfuckers would have hoped for. But he's working on shit, I guess. And I know you ain't even heard it. And I think you mentioned it briefly. Fucking one of your gods. Fucking since you're standing for him. Gambino's new thing. What is it called? What is that?
Bino dropped his... he dropped a fucking Gangsta Grills mixtape. And shouts out
Which
to Gambino.
Because no thanks.
This nigga, if I could have one hip-hop dream come true, I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll continue to say it, I wish Kanye West would sign Childish Gambino, because I think that is the relationship that Childish would need to take him to the next level, because, like, he's very adamant about that he feels he's much better than Drake. Him and Drake have similar styles, but Gambino is more of a real Drake, if you will, and Drake is more of the pop version of it, but they are the same thing, if you ask me, Drake and Gambino. But he has gone on record that he thinks that he's the illest MC and all that, and it's funny because Gambino drops his albums for his fans that are coming to his tours that really rock with him, but Gambino likes to get niggerish on his mixtapes, and he had Royalty, which was him looking for his black card. He had fucking Ghostface Killah, RZA, Danny Brown, Bun B.
He had Ghostface?
Yeah, Ghostface was on there. Fucking Nipsey Hussle. Who else was on that joint? Schoolboy Q, Absol. He also had like Beck and things like that.
But my god, that's what I got jealous on. Yeah,
but just real niggerish with the joint, and you don't get more niggerish than a Gangsta Grills mixtape. And I only got to hear the opening track, and I will just say I love his monologue at the beginning when he said that he believes that strippers should get Mother's Day off. I also agree that strippers should get Mother's Day off, and I'm glad that he got his wish of being able to drop a Gangsta Grills mixtape with motherfucking drama.
Because he wouldn't have done it if he didn't have his own money to pay for it. I'm sorry to say, but he had to pay for it. Come on, man. That's why it wasn't a Gangsta Grill.
Exactly. And how do you pronounce that? Kauai? K-A-U-A-I? Kauai? What the fuck does Kauai mean?
I'm assuming it's a fucking land, maybe in Hawaii somewhere, because he's actually mentioned in some of his raps up in Kauai or some bullshit. And you know how he has, you know, that Asian fetish, which Hawaiian is a close type of Asian, even though it's not Asian.
Geologically, the oldest of the main Hawaiian islands. I'm pretty sure it means something. I'm pretty sure it's a slang or something to it. Whoa. But
he's bringing it. I think that's what his next album is going to be. Because
apparently, what happened? He dropped the EP too. So there's the 11 song mixtape Stone Mountain, and then there's a like 6 or 7 song EP called Kauai. And
it's a good way to make me want to buy something, I guess.
Yeah, and it's 7 songs, and Kauai's out on iTunes, and it's something like all the money is going to Oh, I can't find it. All the money is going to some type of charity or whatever. So shouts out to Gambino. I might hop on iTunes about that shit too, because I'm a big Gambino stan. I don't give a fuck. That's my favorite rapper right now.
And I'm it in the morning.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Me llamo T-Bone, la araña discoteca.
Discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca. Es un bigote grande, pero manteca.
Manteca, bigote, gigante, pequeño. Cabeza es nieve, cerveza es bueno.
Buenos días, me gustan papas frías. Bigote de la cabra, es camarón días. Yeah, boy, boy.
Yeah.
What? Word. I'm sorry because I love Kendrick too, but Kendrick is number two on my list. I gotta rock with Gambino.
What?
That's my
all
dude.
Right, all right, let's change this up.
My bring dude.
He gonna mention he
no
is
homo.
A bitch compared to Kendrick. But speaking of bitches, Miss Sierra, I didn't even know this bitch. I forgot she was pregnant, and that's the reason why I guess she tried getting married with Future, Mr. Seal. Ooh. Yeah, exactly. It sounds like E-40 busted a nut. Well, she had posted pictures on Instagram, I guess, and her just showing her post baby body. I never, even though I have like a dyke fetish, I never liked her, Sierra. But
I never got into Sierra either. There's nothing about her for some reason that caught my attention.
Nothing. But dykes, oh my God, OMGs. They love her. And it's because she always had that Aaliyah tomboyish thing, which now thinking back into music, there was always that tomboyish bitch that brought you into shit. I mean, I'm trying, you know, even 80s, yeah, fucking whatever. Anyways, if y'all want to see it, y'all can just Google her on that shit. Not special, in my opinion, but she's apparently music related. Oh, because she's also working on new material, so...
Bang, bang.
The fucks. Yeah, bang. One quick little thing, if we could kind of get off the music thing. I started laughing because, you know...
I did have one more music thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
one more thing.
Forgive me. Edit that.
We lie, bitches.
Oh, suckin' there.
Yo, real quick before I forget, did you hear about motherfucking Too Short? All right. For the people out there who don't know, Too Short, whose real name is Todd Anthony Shaw.
And his favorite word for a bitch is bitch.
Bitch. This nigga went to the airport and had a gun in his bag. And
really, nigga, you should know by now.
The funny part about it, as TMZ reported, he was in the TSA line and he had his shoes off. And, you know, because you take your shoes off and they check the bag and all that. And he realized while the bag was getting ready to go through the scanner that his gun was in it. And the nigga took off running through the airport in his socks. And like everybody was like, what? Because apparently he was drunk too. And so drunk too short running through the airport without no shoes on. Sound real crackheadish, if you ask me. But as the story goes... Apparently he realized his mistake and he went running to his legal team to see what they can do about it. And apparently he I think they just gave him a slap on his wrist or something, a citation for possessing a firearm in public. But shouts out to Too Short for whatever the fuck that nigga was going through. I don't know. But
you know what? I could just imagine realizing this time is going by so slow, so slowly. And
low motion.
And he's grabbing the gun out, probably has it in the fucking air, running. I would think Will Smith in the original Bad Boys through the traffic. Fucking pop. Maybe his shirt was unbuttoned too, because you know they had to get all up in his ass to check him, because you can't trust a nigga in the airplane. And just running, just waving the thing around. I can imagine that shit looking a little scary. If I seen a black man running towards me with a gun, I'm thinking, all right, it's my time. Jesus is coming,
nigga.
Yes, please. Don't even let him reach for his ID. Just do it now. Do it now.
Bang bang.
Bang. And do it now. One of Hollywood's favorite doers, you know, probably has a golden dick and everything. George Clooney had gotten married. It's a big deal because he's just been this, you know, this bachelor for so fucking long. And he's finally realizing.
Slanging dick.
Oh, could I get that for you? How about some dick?
Slanging dick.
His job was to act and slang dick. That's all George Clooney did for decades. Just act
decades.
And slang dick. That's what I do for a living, and I'm proud of it.
I'm wondering, has him in his old age, is he having a heart condition? Has he been using Viagra? to, you know what I'm saying, to keep the ticker ticking. Well, he had gotten married, and just how, you know, when we can't believe shit, just how fucking we had to, you know, make sure we got Obama's birth certificate, because there's no way that nigger is American. Mm-hmm. They dug up his marriage certificate, posted it online to say, yes, here's the proof.
And how do you pronounce his wife's name? Amal Alamundundu.
I don't know, but he got himself a little Middle Eastern something or another.
See, and the only thing, and I've said this before, George Clooney could one day be president, but he'll never be president because he never had a family. I don't see America for a very long time ever electing a presidential person who's not married with children. I don't see that happening. As silly as I think it is, I don't see that happening.
But you know what, though? We live in a different time, though, now. Honestly, like I said, fucking gays are all the rage. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Black is fashionable, you know, and zesty. I think that probably be the new way to do it. I don't know. We're losing traditional values, so I'm pretty fucking sure, you know, we're going to look at George, you know, we're going to look at Bill Clinton and, you know, sympathize for him and, you know, wish him all the best. By the way, Chelsea Clinton just had a baby not too long ago. She's a widita. Newsworthy.
Who hit that? Anyways. No, who hit that?
Speaking of shit that nobody want to touch, and I just got a quick little interjection. I mind you, we're not from the East Coast, so really what we have here for the majority is like your CenturyLink and your Cox and whatever little dial-up bullshit that I can't believe still exists. Time Warner and Comcast, they pretty much own shit when it comes to internet and cable. I don't know how fucking much. They've been trying to merge for I don't know how fucking long. You know, they can't let a company like that have a fucking monopoly of shit.
I'm so fucking against it, because the last thing we as humans have on Earth, if you will, is the internet. This is, once again, the greatest invention ever, and that's why I say all the time we're in the age of Aquarius, and the age of Aquarius is all about us growing and learning and being more intellectual, if you will, and it's the age of information. And so this is a fantastic time to be alive, if you will. And with the merging of all these different internet companies, and with this whole bullshit with the net neutrality, with them trying to break apart, like if you're one of those big organizations, your internet moves a lot quicker there, or your sites move a lot quicker than everybody else. Like, it's just, if they get a hold on the internet and start to restrict this shit and the way that we can get information and all that out, it's going to be a horrible day. So it's shit like that doesn't fucking happen, because you see in North Korea there's like one internet server in the entire country and it goes directly through the government, so anytime you hop on the internet,
and China
North Korea,
fucking controls Google, they will allow them to not show certain results. Like, dude, when you're controlling what the fuck we're seeing and we can't even communicate with one another, because honestly, without the internet, how the fuck will most of us interject or post ourselves or, you know, just express things? Express yourself, yes. That's it. That ain't gonna happen with that corporate collection, especially and what was that, not SOMA, what was that shit that, you know, they're doing with even the internet here, and they're trying to edit, SOPA, I forget what
SOPA, SOPA.
Yeah, yo, and the world that they're controlling.
Shout out to one of my heroes of this Age of Aquarius, and that's Julian Assange, who is still out there in that fucking Ecuador embassy that he's been over there for years because he had surprise sets with somebody. Or maybe it has something to do with all that information he was leaking to the public about what was really going on in the world. But no, it's the surprise sets is the reason why we want to stop and arrest this man at any chance that we can. And the nigga's been in an Ecuadorian embassy, and the second he steps off that motherfucker, they're going to arrest him and he's going to disappear, trust me. Shots out to this nigga, who is just being a fucking martyr, a god, if you will, of our time. He attended the 2014 Nantucket Project as a fucking hologram. That's right. In his ghostly entirety, Assange was speaking about censorship, control, and manipulation of history, and somehow the 3D, they, you know, that hologram shit they're doing with Tupac
Star
and Biggie
Wars,
and everybody, They did that shit with Julian Assange, and he appeared at this 2014 event to share his thoughts. And this is the power of the internet and technology and the good that we could use of it. Like, I'm a prisoner of the world, if you will. If I step foot off in any direction off this embassy, I'm about to get fucked up. So I'll stay in this embassy and I'll broadcast worldwide through holograms and the internet and continue to share my message. Like, shouts out to this motherfucking dude. So,
damn.
I love it.
Moving on to love and those that I love and trust, and you just consider to just continue to just fuck us all over. In recent event of hacks, as you know, we talked about the fucking what do you call it? What were they calling it? The fappening. Which, by the way, so there's some big Hollywood lawyer that's actually gonna sue Google for this shit for over $100 million. I mean, ultimately, they're the dumb fucks that put shit on something. Google just happens to be a search engine that helps you find it. How the fuck are you gonna sue them? Regardless, hacks. JP Morgan Chase got hacked, man. You motherfuckers. Like, supposedly, what do you call it? No financial information, which if you're leaking shit, if you're getting hacked, I don't know how, if I need your financial records aren't being leaked, but apparently account shits weren't stumbled with. I don't know. I never got any shit about any new card and like that, but our information, your information means a lot. There's a reason why bitches at the fucking clubs will give you free cigarettes with the scanning of your license so they can just have your information and put in a database. Same thing with Facebook, your likes, your everything you're showing your ass on.
Man, look. Let me give you the same advice my father gave me, all right? Give up hope. Look at me. Dreams are for suckers. No future for you.
I genuinely believe, to add to that, we are getting very close to an age of transparency also in this age of information, because the thing is just, it's amazing how, like, these hacks are going to continue to happen. Because, like, even going back to the fappening, there's a rumor that there's a large database of male celebrities who have been taking dick shots.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing that a lot of these male actors are worried about, because the fappening happened 3 times with the women, and apparently there's supposed to be a round of men dicks coming out. And so I'm pretty sure all those celebrities are getting upset. And then the whole thing with the JP Morgan and all that, this is going to continue to happen. Home Depot, Target, like, this has been happening nonstop, and we're getting real close to a point where eventually all information is going to be on the internet. Nothing is going to be private, including your browsing history search. So everybody's going to get to see all the porn and pornography that we like to jack off to. But yeah, we're getting very close to the age of transparency of everything being out there. And I think we're just seeing the beginning stages of it. Will that be a good or a bad thing? I don't know, because maybe we'll get to a point where when everybody's skeletons are out there, why would you judge anybody? Because, oh, you see this fucked up shit that I'm doing, so why would I, like, everybody's just going to be over it. So, I don't know. It's interesting to see where we head.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty fucking sure just how the people who are hacking this, I'm not sure if it's anonymous or whoever the hell that's doing this shit, if it's a multitude of other people, they're saving the best for last. Like, they don't gave these Hollywood or the world the chance to do whatever the fuck they had to do. I don't subscribe too much into it, so I know there were certain things that were actually demanded, or they predicted this is going to happen. I'm pretty fucking sure they're going to save the dick pics to show dick on dick on dick.
Sounds kind of gay, Grandpa.
It was gay. Everyone was. But back then, we were called pole fancies. It was real good old-fashioned grab the nearest tree and hold on for dear life gay. Not today's fancy featherbed thread count gay. People got hurt back then.
That's gay.
Yeah, it was pretty gay.
And Hollywood, which, you know, is a big closet.
Yo.
That can expose those motherfuckers next once the dick shits come out. And I'm pretty fucking sure you're going to see, who's the dude, who's that male, the apparently stripper turned fucking actor on, fuck his name, Chad some shit, I can't even remember, Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
He used to be a stripper, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you won't see him with the dick in his mouth.
Oh, I can see it, yeah, it makes sense.
Taking a goddamn selfie.
It's going up. And as much as some people may think that this is fucked up because, you know, no one wants their business out there like that.
No.
I would love to.
I don't want you to know about the bitches I'm taking.
My thing with the, and I hate to use the catch-all term, but the whole gay agenda thing, I really wish, like, Hollywood and the music industry and just a lot of the homosexual activity, if you will, really got out there, because I think part of the reason why some people are against this whole new gay movement that's going on is I think a lot of people don't realize is this gay shit has been happening since the beginning of time. You're just seeing it more. And so I really wish that we could get to a point, like I even mentioned, like joking off of Chris Bosh. Everybody thinks that Chris Bosh is gay. And I've always said I would love to see a day where Chris Bosh comes out in a way of not having to make an announcement and so on and so forth. Just see him walking down the street with some other dude holding hands and have TMZ run up on him and be like, oh my God, is this your boyfriend? And for him to be like, stay the fuck out of my business, who cares, and to just go on with their life. I hate the announcement things. I hate the, I don't know, I hate that part of society. So I think once all the everything becomes transparent and everybody's information is out there and all your little skeletons is out, who gives a fuck what anybody else is doing, unless you're doing some illegal shit, if you're doing some child porn shit, or if you're fucking harming people or something like that, then yeah, fuck you, we need to get rid of you. But for everybody else, hey, who cares?
And this kind of goes into what the things that we trust our shit with, the Google, you know, that we keep feeding into, which when professionally I like doing the Gmails, you know what I'm saying, other things, I like other stuff. I get really surprised when I see a professional email that has a fucking Yahoo, because I'm like, dude, do you not fucking hate their spam? They're just ridiculous. They invest wisely, I guess, especially once they give it over to a bitch to take care of, which they invested into Snapchat. Snapchat's one of the biggest things. Honestly, one of the fucking playgrounds for fucking your dick pics and your exposing of young genitals, which was, you know, a pretty big dollar ticket. I think $30, $40 million is what they paid for it. Now, they're investing in something called Message Me. Now, I never got into Message Me, but apparently it's, you know, people who pretty much just have data and don't have the text, they can text you from a fucking internet application. And
oh, so it's like Kike or Kick. What is it? K-I-K?
Yeah, Kick. I fuck with Kick, so about S-O-U-L-P-A-P-O. But yeah, it's just like that. But apparently it makes it so much, it's more to where it's leaning as if it's an actual forming contact booklet. Which, mind you, this is your information. This is people that you're linked with. When you get fucking sent to collections, I'm gonna get your auntie's telephone number and I'm gonna be asking for you. That's the way shit works. That's how motherfuckers fish for people. Mm. And if there ever to be another leak, which I think I can't remember exactly, but I think Yahoo had one of those big things. I mean, just imagine the shit that's gonna come out, because mind you, now we can connect dots more than ever. You know, we can triangulate giants one way or another.
And speaking of connecting dots, shout out to one of the listeners who sent this in to me. fucking, I have a question. And the question is, why does the CDC own a patent on the Ebola invention?
If there were to, why the fuck aren't we stopping this shit as it's happening right now?
Thing is crazy is like the U.S. government has all these different patents, and me being the free thinker / conspiracy theorist that I am, it's odd, and we kind of had a conversation about this, but like there's the U.S. government has a patent on Ebola, they have a patent on a version of swine flu, they have a patent on a AIDS cure, a cancer cure, and it begs the question, okay, is there a patent on it because these things exist? And if these things exist, like a cure for AIDS and cancer, one, why isn't it out there? And
why the fuck does it require a patent? What kind of dollar are you trying to fucking make here?
Yeah,
with these people's lives?
That's the other thing. If these things don't exist, you're putting a patent on an idea. Like, that's just like if I were to be like, you know what, I'm gonna put a patent on the summer blockbuster of 2015. I haven't wrote the script, but the second this motherfucker blows up, I'm gonna be like, yep, that's what I was talking about in my patent, now give me the money. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And so there's all these patent numbers, CA2741523A1, and it's for the Ebola patent number. I'm gonna try to bring this up in the background because it breaks down.
Well, I mean, I forget that line that Kanye said about how, you know, I think it was on Mama, or I don't know if it was Grandmama. Who was
Roses.
Was in the hospital. Roses, yes. It talks about, you're saying if I was, they'll be able to see
you
the best.
Saying if my grandma played for the NBA,
yeah,
right,
yes,
now she would be okay?
Okay. Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's a fucking trip. You know, so obviously what that dollar would do. And honestly, just how age ain't nothing but a number, so is our lives. Yeah. It ain't nothing but a fragment and a cost. And that cost can make me so much more money. You know, all y'all have this. And that's probably why we didn't give a fuck about this shit coming over
and it's
here.
Crazy and lights to spread on. In Dallas, look up this and Ebola one.
Yo, these motherfuckers don't care about spreading it because, hey, if we spread it, there will be a need to flu shots and the other bullshit thing that they force you to have to inject you with so you can keep this fucking virus alive.
I'm opening these up in the background. You could bring these up on Google. Has a Google patent thing. So CA2741523A1 is the human Ebola virus species and compositions and methods thereof. And basically the description says human Ebola virus species and compositions and methods thereof. And it's a long little fuck. I had so... Oh, this shit is mad long. But basically, I read this shit earlier, but I can't find exactly what paragraph I was on. But yeah, it's H Ebola viruses, and there's a way that they're patenting this. And it drives me nuts because it goes back to the whole fucking AIDS thing. I said it as a... When I first heard about AIDS when I was in school, I don't know why, but just reading how it worked, I was like, that sounds like something man-made. It just sounded so engineered the way that it breaks you down. And I don't know. It begs the question, like, there's all these cures. Because I do subscribe to that theory with Magic Johnson that the nigga does not have AIDS. There's no way Magic Johnson still has AIDS. After he tested positive, he's had like one or two kids since then, and his kids aren't they don't have it, and his wife doesn't have it. That nigga's healthy as fuck, and he got all that man weight on him. Like, that nigga don't have that shit. And so we just, once again, we live in a society where it's about fucking symptoms and not cures. So you patent that fucking cure. So if you do have it, I'll put the shit out when I feel like it. And then if you don't have it, but you patent the invention of it, if someone goes out and fucking invents it, it's like, no, I own that shit, so you can't put that out. So it's all about control. It's all about
control your fucking, you know, and control your fucking.
But I will like to say shouts out to the whole Ebola thing that everybody's scared about right now because it hit the U.S. I saw a meme and it said that Ebola hit the USA. He's been here for a week and everybody's trying to get gloves and masks and all that. And AIDS has been around for 30 years and y'all niggas still won't put a condom on. Like, twisted, yo. I don't know what's going on.
That's fucking hilarious. But you know what? It just don't feel the same. Don't feel the same. And you know what? If I can't pull out, just like, honestly, the way I see life, and actually, the God King Kendrick, he had actually mentioned this in one of my favorite songs. But this line about, I think it was on, what was his first single? The High Power?
Yeah, High Power.
Yeah, he had said, I'm moonwalking through landmines, hoping that I blow up in time. That shit fucking tickled me. Because that's how I feel what I do in life. I'm being real reckless and real out there. Lord, forgive me. And Lord, bring the people that need to be close to me. But I'm moonwalking through these landmines in life. And I just hope that I fucking blow up in time. You know, la 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 la. Through religion.
No, I love Childish had a line like that too, where he was like, I hope they dig a nigga before they bury me. I'm like, that is a real spit. And one more real quick thing, going back to the whole fucking all these patents. There's a patent on the swine flu influenza virus. It's US 8124101B2, and the description is its use of being able to attenuate viruses in vaccines and pharmaceutical formulations. And yeah, so there's a patent on swine flu and AIDS, and it just makes me give up on the world.
Flushes now. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
That's why I just want to start a cult, move to a fucking a community compound out somewhere in the fucking forest, and just have Amber Rose move in with me, Skips, and the family, and we just go live in the woods and just be by ourselves and happy. That's what I'm about.
And I, you know what? And I feel you deserve that. Is that weird to say? Like, does that sound selfish?
We deserve it.
I think we deserve it. And we can do so much with technology. There's so much that, you know, we can come from and do, and so much positive. We because we have now become a business and a consumer, you know, there's so many, the love is lost. But out of all that shit, all that muck, it's just not hopeless. It's not the end. This ain't over for me, so to speak. Because we're able to now, and I love when I read this, and I was like, what the fuck? We're able to now do successful womb transplants.
Holy shit.
Yeah, in Paris, this 36-year-old, I guess she was a Swede, became the world's first woman to give birth after receiving a womb transplant.
Slur.
Yeah, it's just, and
I've
I love
always
how they
wonder
just,
that, like, oh, you damn Swede. Like, it sounds like such a racial fucking slur, but people, like, you take Jewish, and that's okay. You say Jews, and it's a slur, but you say Swede, and nah, we cool with it, so, I don't know, it's just funny.
Yeah. Well, and just how, you know, we could pretty much design the kid. I mean, if you had the money, I could make sure I gave my, I mean, oh God, would I give it pale skin and fucking, you know, turquoise eyes? Like, fucking A. We're able to now successfully transplant an embryo into a fucking womb, make the baby, and have someone who couldn't have had that ability to give birth actually give it. Ain't that some shit?
And it's crazy because we are getting close where we're figuring out this human genome where you're eventually going to be able to custom make a baby. You know, it may be 100 years from now, but that 100 years isn't long. We've been around for hundreds of thousands and millions of years, so like 100 years is a blink of an eye. But eventually you're going to get to the point where you're going to be able to go to and get a womb transplant and all this, and you're going to be able to say, okay, well, I want my kid to have green eyes, I want them to have red hair, and I want them to be this tall, and I want them to be athletic. We're eventually going to get to the point where we're going to be able to engineer babies, and so I don't know. But one thing I do want to point out with this woman who had this womb transplant, which shouts out to her because she said it was breathtaking, and I think that is dope. Like, if you have a barren womb and they're able to put a good womb in there and give you some babies, like, fantastic, let's do that shit. But
we are playing God, people.
I will say that she had a C-section, which, for those who don't know, C-section is short for cesarean section. And for those who don't know, cesarean was the son of Cleopatra. And for those who don't know, he's also rumored to really be the real Jesus, because he was, and that's why they use C-section and cesarean section, because it's a virgin birth. You didn't go through the vagina, you came through the stomach. And cesarean, much like Jesus, is said to have been born of a virgin birth. So I will just say the clues are right there in front of you people. You just have to pay attention and figure out where the origins of this shit came from. So it's right there. That's okay. Jesus, for you guys who don't know. All praise cesarean.
And the reason why you probably wouldn't know Jesus is because you're stuck on your electronics. And who's king of electronics? I think Apple's the king of electronics. And I don't know if you realize this, but today is actually the death birthday of Mr. Steve Jobs. You know, he innovated a lot. He brought so much to us. And mind you, the king daddy dick of all of them is the iPhone. And you being an Android user, I'm pretty sure you can't wait to hear some shit talking about the iPhone. So what have they recently said about the new iPhone 6?
It's funny, though, and I'm glad that you did bring up the iPhone 6, because it's funny, because I am an Android user, but I'm an Apple lover. But I can't fuck with an Apple phone, though. I don't like iPhones, but I fucks with Apple computers.
So I don't get you, but you're a Switch hitter in it. I don't like it. You're like when I see a dude.
I'm ambidextrous. I can use the left or the right. That's how I get down.
You're, yes, and God hates you for it, because you're the kind of cat that I don't trust. When I see someone with chucks that are clean, I can't trust them. The fact that you love MacBook, but you hate the iPhone. Goodness. So, anyways. And this just goes back to why, you know what I'm saying, I'm such a racist and I can't trust blacks. Right. Y'all just stealing hearts of America. what were they complaining about recently about
the iPhone? Yeah, iPhone. A lot of people have been shitting on iPhone because that iPhone 5 was still the same small screen. And a lot of people are saying that now with cell phones, it's all about that big screen. So iPhone 6 finally did a bigger, slimmer Scream, but also the motherfucker bends real easily in your pocket, especially for you skinny jean niggas out there. Yeah, you throw this bitch in your pocket, after a few walks around the block, you're gonna bend that bitch. And so a lot of niggas is real upset about this iPhone 6 shit. And shouts out to all you dumbass niggas who bought the shit, stood in line. And I always wait until the product has been out for a while and has been tested. That's why I don't have a PS4. That's why I don't have a new Xbox. Give me a few years. Let me know the technology is good, and then I'll buy that shit for cheap.
Let me tell you, when I fuck with the iPhone, I fuck with it by the time there's an S version. Because what the S version means is the savior of the fucking first one. First one, we experimented, done fucked up, figured out with the KingStar, bam, they call it the same number with an S to make it spicy. And then now you got the official version. That's what I wait for. Right now I'm fucking with the 5S. So I'm going to wait till my fucking 6S comes out. And another thing too, actually, that just came up, they're hashtagging it the fuck up on Twitter. They're calling it Hairgate. Hashtag Hairgate, hashtag Beergate. And this is why I definitely wouldn't fuck with this phone, because apparently now, because of the glass and the whatever the fuck aluminum bullshit, aluminium thing that creates a zero unibody, they now are clipping your hairs. I'm wondering if Apple's fucking taking their DNA directly, because the fingerprint shit wasn't working too good, and now they're just trying to straight take hair, fax the shit over, and fucking A. That's ridiculous. Wild, yo. Taking your hair. And for those that never seen my pretty face, I'm a beardsman. And I cannot take that shit. Bullshit. I love when a bitch tugs on it, but iPhone, I ain't giving you no love like that.
Yeah, this shit is wild. I'm loading it up right now.
Love loss for sure.
Apple made headlines. Yeah, Bengay and hair. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. And I do agree that Apple, I love Apple, but Apple and Google and a lot of these people are in bed with, because basically we're, and that goes back to the whole that we're not a democracy, we're an oligarchy. Corporations run America, and so if you have iPhone and Google and Facebook leading the charge, these are our gods, these are our politicians, these are the products that we put all our time into that become these big monoliths that then lobby governments to get more. Facebook wants everybody's information. That's what he wants. And it's not even necessarily that there's this evil behind it. It's just the simple fact of it makes his platform bigger and bigger, and it helps the corporations. And so I don't know, it's fucking crazy. So I don't know. I think on that note, unless you have
ridiculous. Oh, actually, I did want to, our little PC shit, I don't want to go too much into a PC rant, but fucking Facebook had a form an apology to the drag queens.
So basically, we're going to touch on this subject because
for fucking not being able to, for having to expose their real name. And the reason I want to talk shit about this really fast is because I have a kid sister who, I love her to death, but every bitch has some basic bitch in her, and she loves watching, like, a basic bitch, these makeup tutorials.
Yeah.
And there's this fag on their name, Geely. And this fool got straight up surgery to, I mean, look convincing like a woman. He acts like an obnoxious black bitch, but you know what I'm saying? So that's why what makes him so, like, you know, heartwarming and endearing.
Yeah.
But he plays, you know, a really fake Barbie doll bitch. Anyways, what was I going with? Oh, but just the fact that, I don't know, that this is such a big scene. They're beloved by, so I don't know. Mind you, it's apologizing, but I mean, fuck y'all. That's just dumb. Sorry. I just, the last little thing I had to get off my chest.
Get it off.
Ooh. Yeah.
And one last little update for everybody. We played the radio show at the end of the last episode. And just to update everyone, that project fell through, but we are not mad over here at the IBHM podcast. Basically, long story short, there was a merger that we were trying to work on, but it turned out to be on the other end, not quite. The dude didn't have quite as much control as he thought that he had with certain situations. And then it was only so much that we were willing to bend, if you will, with our integrity. Like, okay, we'll present a show in a certain way, but, you know, we are still Arizona versus Soul Popo, and we are still our own bosses and do our own thing. And so it just didn't work all out. No love lost. They're still doing their thing. We're still doing our thing, and we gonna keep it moving, keep it grinding, keep it pushing, and keep bringing y'all this entertaining fucking podcast about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing at all. And honestly, everything happens for a reason, and we gonna continue on forward. May the love progress, and we learn, which we are and we have, and we're gonna go into. In that same respect, I think it's almost time for our favorite time. Is that correct or no? But not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Don't bust that nut yet. Don't bust that nut yet.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, you're good.
All right, just pull it out a little bit. This is an interjection when you know. You guys are trustful enough to go raw, but it's almost about that time where we got to wrap it up. So what happens when you got to wrap it up? You got to wrap it up. But God bless. Recently, I think this is back on the 5th. There was, and actually, I'm looking at the wrong dang thing. I could be wrong, but there's a Muslim tradition, and I figured if they call it the El Dal Al Da, but it's kind of much the feast for sacrifice, and we always want for that time of reaping when you know we can receive and hopefully build and you know create this beautiful garden of what life should be for us, and we got to fight for that. And in order to do so, usually when you're fighting, especially when you have casualties in war, there's going to be that sacrifice. So as we, you know, we ain't got to pray 5 times a day, even though it'd be recommended. Give that sacrifice. And on the show here, we love bring the sizzling horrors of the world into a gauntlet,
at least
a fire of lust.
Once a week, we have to sacrifice at least 2 beauties so they could live forever in the IBHM podcast universe. And I have 1 sacrifice, or as we would like to call them, dun dun dun.
Dedications.
Give me some autotune, please. Throw a little T-Pain on my joint, yo.
Can you please?
And I have 1 dedication. And I think Popo has 1 dedication. So
me thinking I'm the black one out of here, nigga. Me first.
Bang bang.
And
bang bang.
Bang 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 bang. And as I like to do some, you know, I even love them really nerdy. But you can't help but love a trashy bitch. The queen of all trashy bitches, of course, is my forever. I wish I could. I'll marry you in heaven, Amy Winehouse. But not everybody can be Amy. Not everyone can be a classy type of trashy. And a very unappealing dedication that I picked for today, just because this bitch just deserved to burn in fire. Lord forgive me, Miss. I don't think she ever became a fucking Cobain, but Miss Courtney Cox. I'm throwing her into the fucking gauntlet of fire here. She was better known for being Kurt Cobain's baby mama. I forget if she actually named her fucking kid Bean. Just retarded shit. I mean, they're from Seattle. I don't know. Portlandia. Can't trust y'all, but I love y'all. The reason she's even in my radar is because she's apparently going to do some kind of fucking musical. Or I mean, no, the way that they projected was it's going to be like an opera. No, not really an opera, more like a Broadway play. No, not really a Broadway play, nigga. This is just a musical. There happened to be some fucking music called the Kansas City Schoolboy Choir. I couldn't imagine seeing this bitch perform. She's drunk at every event. She even gets mad because when she's not drunk, so she acts like a drunk bitch anyway. She get all sorts of slapped. I mean, I pray to God she's not stuck with a needle in her arm somewhere, but let's stop her now. Let's just stop her right now and throw her up in here. Miss Courtney Cox, yeah, I don't know.
And we need sacrifice that, I guess. Her before this gets out of control.
But you, my friend, I have a sensing, because you know how I can usually track a dyke from so much a miles away radius. I have a feeling you have a beauty upon you. Has the spirit spoken to me correctly?
The spirits have spoken to you and me, and I have a dedication that I must first apologize to this dedication before I reveal her identity for taking so long.
To recognize her. Okay.
Yes. And my dedication this week.
She will leave her mark on you, quite literally.
And I'm going to give out her government first.
Okay.
I dedicate this episode to Catherine Von Drachenberg. And for those of you who don't know who that is Kat Von D.
Oh, skeet, y'all.
My God. I am in love with Kat Von D. And for those who don't know, because I didn't know this.
She's a bad bitch.
But Kat Von D was born in Monte Morelos, Nuevo León, Mexico, and her Seventh-day Adventist missionary parents, Father Rene and Mother Silvia Galeno, were born in Argentina of German, Italian, and Spanish descent, respectfully.
That's why she's...
Yo, and Kat Von D... and I mean this with the utmost respect, but yeah, Kat Von D is...
We talk a lot of shit.
She is... I don't want to use the term emotional wreck, but I could tell she's very emotionally conflicted. And I have
Fuck
a thing
Jesse
for...
I've
always been a Captain Save-A-Ho. That's why I'm so... That's why I'm so surprised I married a woman with her head on straight who got her shit together. Because, boy, am I a mess for a woman who's a mess. And Kat Von D, she has a very interesting just upbringing with the whole Seventh-day Adventist. She came up in a cult. And grew up, and they moved to California, area when she was 4. I think she started tattooing when she was like 15 or 16. And she is just fucking awesome. And then, like, she's been on the Joe Rogan podcast. She was on there once, and she talked about how emotional she is. And she said that, like, she was driving down the street one day, and this is when that No Strings Attached movie with... what is his name? Ashton Kutcher came out. She said she was driving down the street and she saw the billboard and she said she broke down crying because she just couldn't imagine two people having like a sexual relationship with one another, not loving one another. And she's infamously known for kind of being all over the place with engagements and stuff. She, she, for those who know her from the whole Jesse James shit, who did Jesse James leave? Who was it? Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, why right? the fuck did I think? Why was I thinking Dita? Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
So, he left her for Kat Von D, and she came out on Twitter and said, I think it's pretty obvious that we're dating, and they became engaged on January 2011, and then they split in July of 2011, but then in August of 2011, they announced that the engagement was back on before the two of them broke up the next month, and then she did the same thing with Danger Mouse, where they got together.
No way, she was a Danger Mouse?
Yeah, Dead Mouse, excuse me.
Either way, that nigga's dope too.
Either way. Shouts out to Joel Zimmerman, who's his real name. But they had been dating in September 2012, and he got a tattoo on his eye to match hers. And then they broke up in November in 2012.
Dang.
And it's just, she's another person she just needs to be held and hugged like the black rose in concrete that she is. So once again, you could also, Kat Von D, come to my compound with Skips and Amber Rose, and we'll have a wonderful, happy life. I got you, boo-boo.
Yeah. Can I just feed you grapes? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, articles, any of that, go ahead and just shoot it over there. You can find us on the web on the following sites: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add IBHM Podcast in the appropriate spot. Subscribe to our show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. And if you're too lazy, head over to the website, ibhmpodcast.com. To find all of the motherfucking links there, including our social media links. Fuck with us. Let us know what you think. And yes, sir, we love the support, y'all. Real talk, real spit.
I would like it, you know, and I say this every time, we both would like it if y'all can reach out to us, talk some shit. If you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. Just give us a heads up.
Popple wants some love.
Yo, I'm a hugger, you know. Let's talk some shit, y'all, please.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no talking like this shit talking.
So once again, this is the I'm Black, He's Mexican podcast.
Yes.
And if you didn't like this, Popo, let them know what they might be.
I can't even think of shit. I really can't.
A goddamn racist.
More than
That's
likely.
What you probably are More if you didn't likely. Like this podcast. So, until next time. Yeah.
Whoa! Something like that will inspire.
Bang, bang.
Dramatic, nigga. Dramatic, nigga. Dramatic,
Snow nigga. Mountain. Snow Mountain. Childish. Drum.
Gangsta. I like smoking loud. I like being me. I might drop them bars at AT&T. I like making moves. I like being king. If you like that ball and show you what that ballin' mean. Money, baby. 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 Money, baby.
girl, she named Vita.
Yeah.
Clothes off, she don't need them.
Nah.
Animals, she don't eat them.
Nah.
Hungry for it, I feed her. Oh, I feed her.
Yeah.
You already know I feed her. I don't mess with them fuck boys. She said I don't either. She said I'm gon' eat her.
Yeah.
Attitude so diva. Got a big place like Scarface. Treat her ass like Alveda.
Yeah.
Skin tone Godiva. Smoking on that Chiba.
Yeah.
Girl, you got me so hypnotized. That fame be giving me fever. Oh,
no, 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 no.
Let me get it. Take it to Kauai, walk on the beach, walk on the floor, we ain't gotta speak, we just get high like a motherfucker. Boy, to the team, so you know what's up. Kid is so good, let me beat it up. Kid is so good, I can sleep in it. Hollow tip flow, sending shots to my enemies. Niggas who tried to nick cannon me, thought was so bad that I bleeded insanity. Bottles that popped me a case, live on the radio, bought me a place. This is my summer of love. Yeah, these bitches is down, but never put nothing above. Money, baby, money, baby, money, baby. 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 Kick it like Kazuya. This game is how we maneuver. There's plenty fish in the sea, and I treat them groupies like group of my life inside a computer. Back up my soul to the cloud. Funny, we show them class, and they call me the class clown. Money is in my jeans, best believe it, it's passed down. Got the room thumping. If she tell me don't stop, I mean really don't stop. I must be doing something. Something really on point, something really on point. Now she look back at it. But she give me that lip when I gotta dip out. Stop being drunk at it. Ain't nobody feel like this. Forget her name as soon as I hit. Got that buzzer phone silent. Run the game, that size. Fort Knox, gold bars. Let her get it on both sides. I did it all with no cosign. I'm ballin' like I give a fuck. Now they know it's us. Smoking like she wanna fuck.
She wanna fuck.
We are not in love.
We are not in love.
She's grown up.
She's grown up.
Now I'm so childish.
Now I'm so childish.
Dude, that's my bitch.
Dude, that's my bitch.
Waste our time with all this money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby.